You've been pretty happy with your penalty kill. You get a goal on it, and you're able to shut down five opportunities by them.
Yeah, we appreciated the opportunity to practice it.
What did you guys do so well on those chances against?
Well, we were more aggressive here tonight on our PK. We got up ice pressure. We got pressure on the puck at times. So, and then you get a break, right? Lowry's got a breakaway. We score a goal on it. We looked faster, quicker. It took a little confidence to get it rolling there, but really good with that. Really happy with that.
Blake talked about dealing with a little bit of adversity. First time this year you guys lost in three in a row. What do you think your response to that?
So I measure it a couple of different ways. The things that we talk about. Our defensive gap was way better tonight. Now, I thought, you know, those, I feel like you leave guys out when you do this, but the three righties defensemen were, Jake Trouba was really strong and powerful tonight, and they were all good. Got a man down. I don't know. Lost a man. Oh, okay. I know who that was. I just figured out what happened there. Okay. So the back end, the gap's better. I think we're at the time here. Things aren't easy for us right now. We got about four or five tips that we're trying to get to the net that never get to the net. You know, they just miss or they get picked, and they're finding those tips. You know, they're getting those shots through. So the other part measures the bench. The bench was outstanding. Like, just the attitude was great today.
Top line had a bit of a tough go defensively at times during the trip. I mean, what did you say about them to come through with the winner late?
They were strong tonight, and I think last night and tonight, when you think back to our game, Ken, like in the playoffs, we liked it, or at times, certainly the playoffs last year, we had shifts like that. You know, you had one or two shifts like that. We did in Ottawa, right? We had a shift that was just under 3 minutes long, and two lines took it when they never could get out. So I think that part of our game's coming, and it usually happens that you struggle offensively 5-on-5, and then you simplify your game, and you get back in on the forecheck, and you get rattling around. And then our game comes. It's not easy for us right now. I'm not saying that they didn't have their chances, and they did, but found a way to win.
That's what I mean. They sort of powered.
Yeah, right on.
It wasn't easy.
Gave us a big shift at the end, right? When you should be tired. We're a pretty powerful team on the back end of back to back so far this year, because they had lots in the tank. And part of it is, you know, Copp's line again was effective. They played in the right end. I lost them in the second period because of all the power plays. But they came back out and rolled them right through the third.
Paul, obviously, Connor had a lot of action in Montreal the other night. So how much do you feel he just sort of carried over from that performance to today?
Right on the save at the end, right? The seam save at the end is outstanding. He looks right, looks strong. There's some traffic there. There was some action around him, but he looks right on.
Paul, you talked about sort of developing and winning at the same time, sort of the dual purpose here. But, you know, I mean, when it comes down to it, you do rely on those guys, the Blake Wheelers and those guys to come through at the times like this, right?
Which I'm also going to say is true of every team, right? That elite line, the top end guys are that. But, you know, we've got a bunch of guys who haven't found the back of the net for a little while. That puts more strain on them, more pressure. What I thought they were good at is not showing any of that. They weren't cheating the game. They weren't trying to generate at times that weren't there. That was all strong puck control, good decisions, right? There wasn't any risk to what those guys were doing. We got a D down the wall, but Mark Scheifele is rolled up top, so we're in good position both ways. Wheeler goes from net front slot to back post on that. We weren't cheating the game. They weren't cheating the game to score that goal.
Some adversity at this time of year, Paul, kind of dog days and having to push through it's not easy.
Well, you end up the tack that we took, instead of trying to put out the 5,000 fires from Montreal, we just try to do one, two, or three things and focus just on that. We saw the offensive part of it in Ottawa. It was good. I mean, when there's 86 shot attempts, you're good offensively. And then tonight here, we got room defensively, and a big chunk of that is some of the youth, right? But our gap was way better tonight. You know, Trouba, Myers, Bufflin, Morrissey, all of them at times, their gap was way, way better tonight. We denied some entries, forced a lot of dump pucks, battled some pucks out, some of the hard parts of the game.
Well, just on Dimitri, nothing's changed. He's still day-to-day.
I want to get him back on the ice. He just had a little something that needs to settle down for him to get back into the lineup. If it settles down, we'll make a decision in New York, against New York.